Hey y'all, Henny here with Hooked on Crime Pod, the podcast where we talk about hooks and crooks.
Hey y'all, and we are back. So today's episode is actually quite different than anything else we've ever done. Today we are on a family road trip, and since we are in Chesapeake, Virginia at the moment, I figured I would tell y'all about a cold case from there. But first, hey family, say hi.
Hi.
We are road tripping with my husband and my lovely daughter, and we're having a really good day, y'all. We just went over the Chesapeake Bay Bridge tunnel and saw a pod of dolphins and some barges and some boats, and there's some people on them boats that, y'all, if I was them, I'd be yarping over the side, because I am not about some open water, and I am not about some friggin' being in waves and on a boat. Mm-mm, y'all, I can't do that. So, because I realized it's Saturday and I try and get something out for y'all every week, I don't have any of my research stuff, so I will try and put out an extra case next week so that, you know, I can kind of make up for this one. I'm actually just going to tell you guys about two cold cases that happened in the Chesapeake area. This one is about a John Doe infant that was referred to as Baby Daniel by the people who worked on his case. January 17th of 2003, an 11-year-old boy was walking in Western Branch Park and found Baby Daniel under a pile of snow. The infant still had his umbilical cord attached and was wearing an oversized diaper and was wrapped in blankets. So his case was a cold case up until this year when, when Melissa Chrisman was arrested because of DNA evidence. Now, nobody has said what her relationship was to the baby, but, you know, she had just split with her husband at the time, and so there's a good chance that the baby was his. There are people that have come out and said that they don't have a doubt that she is the mother of the infant. And she's got a pretty sketchy record, y'all. She has previous convictions for possession of heroin, grand larceny, concealing merchandise, and another larceny offense and some more drug charges and whatnot. So she was arrested this year. Hopefully something good comes out of that. Sorry, I don't really have a lot more info on that one. I just, you know, kind of wanted to get something out for you guys. So the other case I have is Donna Cannaday in October 19th, 1989. Dance teacher Donna Cannaday left her house with no shoes on. The doors were all open. Money was left on the counter. A dirty plate was left in the sink. And she was 22 and she was missing, and nobody knows what happened to her until a few hours later. Her brother, her fiance, and a friend found her dumped in an irrigation ditch in a soybean field not far from the Chesapeake Regional Airport. She had been shot in the head, and this entire time her file has just sat and gathered dust. Nobody knows what happened to her. Nobody knows anything. Hopefully one day it'll be solved, because, you know, cold cases, they're no joke, man. They need to have better funding for cold case units. People shouldn't have to just sit and wonder what happened to their family members. But that's all I got for you guys. Sorry it's just a mini-sode, but yeah, I hope that y'all have fun with your families this weekend. I am having a great time with my family, and, you know, we'll catch y'all next time. Y'all stay safe and get to hooking. Say bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.